magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, December 30th, 2020. Happy New Year's Eve Eve.
New Year's Eve Eve. Yes. We are approaching the end of 2020.
Hard to believe.
The year we won't forget.
Yeah, the year all of us have memories. Hopefully there's some good memories amidst all the
lots of goodwill, lots of people doing great things.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. And as Janet Parshall, I love to quote her, it's an exciting time to be alive.
Yeah.
Just think about it, that God could have had you created in a part of the world in the, 1600s, the 1800s, at any point in history.
No running water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he chose to have you for such a time as this to impact your world, to influence those around you, to be that agent of healing and hope. So be glad that you're alive today and help further his kingdom cause through your energy, your efforts, your gifts, your abilities, your talents, what you say to somebody, how you treat someone, maybe the things or the activities you involve yourself in. It's an exciting time to be around. Come on, everyone. you were saying something earlier to me. If we could just rally this younger generation just be the catalyst to bring out the best in them.
Mm, and they've got a lot of good in them.
Yeah, so hopefully we can bring out the best in you today, and you can bring out the best in us.
Okay.
And so let's work together, everyone. Together we do better.
Yeah.
Well, if you were tuned in yesterday or on Monday, you might have said, well, Christmas was last week, so Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everyone. But you might say, why did he have Christmas programming on Monday and Tuesday? Well, I was thinking sometimes in the busyness of life or people that were traveling, or you have so many demands on your time, a little different during this COVID time where there's not as many office parties or family gatherings or neighborhood gatherings and so forth, or maybe even the Christmas shopping was minimized because some stores were closed or you just did everything online. But sometimes I've found that the week after Christmas is a great time to still continue with Christmas programming, because people can kind of pause and really drink it in or appreciate it to a greater degree because maybe they're not so consumed with all the busyness of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So on Monday, you would have heard from Johnny Erickson Tada. Yeah,
I have to say that I have heard more people this year mention how much they appreciate the Christmas music that you've had going on.
Yeah.
So you always do that, but this was a great year for that.
And by the way, if you're new to the radio ministry or you're new to Great News Media, because we did acquire 15 more stations back in March.
Hi, everybody.
But we'll do Christmas programming through midnight tomorrow night.
Ooh.
So we have Christmas music through the end of the year. So enjoy the variety of God-honoring Christmas music throughout the day today, tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow night. And then we'll go back to our God-honoring music throughout the year.
One of the listener letters you had laying here on your desk, Mark, Roland, he says, regarding that Christmas music, it's 3 a.m., can't sleep, so Christmas cards are written and ready, thankful for your beautiful Christmas music, which makes the job much better.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, it's great. People love the fact that we do Christmas music through the end of the year and really from the beginning of December. And then I think about the first week in December, then I go totally 100% Christmas music. So,
I love it.
Yeah, it's been great. So anyways, Monday we had Johnny Erickson Tada on, hosted by Al Sanders, and she read some poetry, did some singing and some Christmas time sharing. And yesterday it was Max McLean, who has that great voice.
Oh, yeah.
He reads through the Bible.
I have his whole Bible reading, the whole entire Bible. I listen to it. I love it.
Yeah, he's
great.
Now,
you met Johnny.
Yeah, I got a picture of her at last year's NRB, National Religious Broadcasters Convention. And in fact, at the time, I had been talking with Roger Weisgarver, who has the Guillain-Barré syndrome and
such.
And it was funny that I told Johnny about him, and we got to talk. And then I took a picture of her and I and sent it to Roger.
Oh.
And yeah, she's a sweetie. And so hopefully you were blessed by the programming on Monday and then yesterday. And those are archived at greatnewsradio.org. But in light of Christmas music through the end of the year, I have a few Christmas jokes for you, Marianne.
And, dear.
Yeah, unfiltered, unscripted.
You haven't heard any of these. Don't hold me accountable.
Don't blame her if it's one of those wah, wah, wah.
Okay.
And so I'm going to share some of those.
I'm sitting up straight.
And then maybe we'll do some listener letters and then we'll read something from the Prime Life Times. And I want to alert our listeners, this week will be the last kind of unusual week. I know last week we had all It's a Wonderful Life and excerpts from It's a Wonderful Life by the Great News Radio
Theater. Some people think all weeks are unusual with you, but it's
right,
okay.
Yeah. But there's usually a pattern to
that's
the
true,
unusualness.
There is.
And so tomorrow, Marianne and I will host it. Joey will be on Friday again. And then starting next week, we'll go back to memorization Monday on Monday, Testimony Tuesday on Tuesdays, the Prime Life Times in Review on Wednesday, and oftentimes we have a special content contributor or author in the studio. Thursday, it'll be Joey Crowe with his inspirational thoughts and music. And then Friday, Jason and I will return to our study through the book of James. But tomorrow, I think we're going to do listener letters. We have so many different listener letters to get caught up on.
Here.
And with this being the time of year where often people give a year-end gift or a special Christmas gift or a seasonal gift, and actually about 70% of the total income for the radio ministry comes from about Thanksgiving on.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, a lot of our donors, maybe if they give once a year, do it in November or December.
Yeah,
and
so thank you.
We would appreciate any support. We're 100% listener supported. And those of you that are now tuning in from Springfield or Decatur or Bloomington, Lincoln, Jacksonville, Petersburg, we've never had share-a-thons with Great News Radio, Great News Media. And so it comes 100% through the listeners that generously give. And so if you feel so moved, or allow God to use me to have you get moved, your donations are cherished and greatly appreciated. Write to us today. And if you want this to be valid for your 2020 taxes, it has to be postmarked by tomorrow. Even if you date your check, you know, December 31st or December 30th, if it doesn't get put into the mail and postmarked by the 31st, it's not eligible for your 2020 taxes. So get it in the mail today or tomorrow and write us at Great News Radio or Great News Media, P.O. Box 550. Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or maybe you want to just talk to Karen and give a donation through your credit card.
I do. I want to talk to Karen.
Yeah, talk to
Karen.
I
love Karen.
Call her at 217-367-7777, 217-367. And just remember the magic number 7777. And she can take your credit card information over the phone. And you can also go to our website, greatnewsradio.org, and there's a PayPal link where you can give online through secured means at greatnewsradio.org. So, all right. And because Christmas means spreading the joy.
Is this a joke?
Yes. The four stages of a man's life. You believe in Santa Claus.
You don't really want me to answer that question. What
you don't believe in
man-
Santa Claus. You play Santa Claus. You look like Santa Claus.
Is this when I laugh?
Yeah,
okay.
Yes. Okay. Why does Santa always arrive by coming down the chimney?
We're going to lose every listener we've got. Go ahead.
Because it suits him.
Okay.
There are better ones. Stay with me, everyone. Okay, a couple was desperately searching for last-minute Christmas gifts in the downtown shopping district.
That sounds like me.
Suddenly, the wife realizes her husband is no longer at her side. So she calls
She's
his
lost
cell.
Her husband.
Where did you go, honey? She asks. He pauses. Well, you remember that diamond ring we saw in the window at Sean's jeweler's?
Just hopeful.
Did she ever? It was the engagement ring they had wanted to buy when they were getting married but couldn't afford
That's
it.
That's great.
Now they both had successful jobs. And how incredibly thoughtful of him to want to make this holiday one she would never forget.
I'm getting mad at this guy
Her
right now.
Her eyes were welling up with tears.
Oh.
Yes, darling, of course I remember, she says to her husband.
Yeah.
Well, I'm at the sporting goods store right next door. Oh, jeez.
I'm real mad at that guy right now.
Okay, well, all right, the preacher's Sunday sermon was entitled Forgive Your Enemies.
Okay.
As he concluded, he asked the congregation how many were willing to forgive their enemies. About half raised their hands. Disappointed, he preached another 20 minutes, then asked the question again.
That's a good one.
This time, about 80% of the congregation put up their hands. Still unsatisfied, he lectured another 15 minutes, then repeated his question. This time, everyone responded except one elderly woman sitting in the rear. Mrs. Jones, the pastor exclaimed, are you saying you are not willing to forgive your enemies? I don't have any, Mrs. Jones shouted back. That's very difficult to believe, Mrs. Jones. How old are you? 96. Incredible, the preacher remarked. Mrs. Jones, would you please stand up and tell our congregation how someone can live to be your age and not have an enemy in the world?
I know what's coming.
As every eye turned to the back of the church, the sweet little lady rose up from her pew and declared, it's very simple. I just outlived all those gossipy witches.
I love it. I love that one.
Yeah, that was a classic.
That's great. I knew that was coming.
How do elves clean Santa's sleigh the day after Christmas?
Oh, let me think. I don't know.
They use sanitizer.
Oh.
Sanitizer. And there's a couple that didn't even make my threshold.
Oh.
So I'm saving you from those.
Oh.
Okay. Why couldn't Mary, this is very appropriate for our times. Why couldn't Mary and Joseph contact anyone once they arrived in Bethlehem?
I don't know.
Because there was no Zoom at the end.
I've got a good...
Okay, one more. Okay, why do mummies like Christmas so much?
Huh.
They're really into all the wrapping. Okay,
well, that's
all right. Well,
okay,
all right,
I got one my daughter sent me. Okay, here, this is good. Mary, exhausted, having just gotten Jesus to sleep, is approached by a young man who thinks to himself, what this girl needs is a drum solo.
Yeah,
little drummer boy.
Yeah, she needed a little drummer boy. All right, well, that was a little list of funnies to maybe lighten your load or help usher you into this new year. Are you still requesting that if people have funnies or interesting, pithy kind of things, to send them to the
sure.
Prime Lifetime paper?
Laughing Matters, and, absolutely.
Yeah, we can enter those
and
in.
And if people would like, we're going to start back up with Where in the World is the Prime Lifetimes? So take a picture of yourself. We got so many pictures year before last, and not so many this past.
Yeah, we haven't really pushed to talk about it.
No, but we're getting ready to again. So, I mean, people haven't been traveling much or doing much, or, you know, it's like, we could have a lot of pictures of everybody in their home. I guess we could have done that.
Yeah, or if you're out and about, take one of our editions of the Prime Lifetimes, take a picture of yourself with it, or maybe you're in a restaurant where you pick it up, get the owner or the manager or the waitress or somebody that works there, get a picture of them holding it with you, or get creative and you can win a prize. Everyone gets a gift or something for writing us with a picture of them holding up our Prime Lifetimes. Mm-hmm. But let us know if it was on vacation or a favorite spot or a highlight in some way so it's unique.
We got some great pictures that year from all over the world, Israel, from Arizona, and from right here, like Tolono and places, people with their dog or, you know, whatever. And Mark Kugler won the grand prize, that picture in the Rockies with the bear behind him. That'll work.
All right. So it's Wednesday. We like to look at the Prime Lifetimes in review. And so we have about 8 or 9 minutes.
Okay. Well, you know, we are going to put that feature back in. And we also have a new feature we've been having in the paper that people are liking. It's called Which Came First? It's a little quiz. Mm. So I'm just going to read it. This December edition said, which came first? Number A, the premiere of the animated television special, A Charlie Brown Christmas. Or B, 12 nations signed the Antarctica Treaty for the scientific peaceful use of Antarctica.
Oh, jeez. Does this come from? Oh, gosh.
No, I wrote these.
Oh, okay.
Or, can't blame Rob for this one. Or C, young Queen Elizabeth II of England gives her first Christmas address from Sandringham House. I love her Christmas addresses. Okay, here's the answer.
I'm saying C.
Oh, really? You're right.
Oh, good.
Okay. I don't want...
Everyone's going to say, oh, well, you're the publisher. You know what all the answers are. No, I've not read this one. But I'm thinking, because she's so old.
Oh, good grief.
90-something years old, right?
I know.
I shouldn't say that old, because we have a lot of great listeners that are in their 90s.
She's amazing.
But she's been around a long time.
She's been queen since you and I were born.
No.
She's amazing. Yeah. I guess, yeah. I don't know what year she became, but a long time. Okay. The correct answer is C. Queen Elizabeth II's first Christmas address was broadcast by the BBC radio on December 25th, 1952.
Wow.
From her study at Sandringham House. 5 years later, her annual address to the nation began to be televised. I always watch that. I love it. She's very quite a lady. Now, this is interesting. The second in line, timeline-wise, was the Antarctica Treaty. Was signed by the governments of Argentina, Australia, Belgium, Chile, France, Japan, New England, Norway, South Africa, the Soviet Union, the United Kingdom, and the United States on December 1st, 1959. The Antarctica Treaty was an unprecedented event, declaring Antarctica a nuclear-free zone and preserving the continent for peace and research. And last of all was A. Charlie Brown Christmas.
Woo-hoo!
Premiered on December 9th, 1965 on CBS to unanimous critical acclaim.
I think I saw that premiere. I was 5 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
Back there with the Cuddly Dudley group and all that.
That's right.
That's the Chicago. I know that.
Yeah.
I know about that.
We had to school Marianne on who Cuddly Dudley was because
thank you.
One time I brought it up during the
morning
program.
I said I know
program.
All that. Now you said we had a school Marianne. That's okay. Yeah. That's all right. It's true.
Okay, so did you have time for a story?
Oh, I don't know if we do,
Let's do it. We can speed read it.
Well, okay. No, that's not going to work.
6 minutes, so you can get in a pretty good.
Well, then I think what I'll do is read. I know Christmas is over, but this is still a great story from our own precious.
Hey, Christmas is all year long.
No. I love Christmas. This is from D. Cheshire. Unwrapping Christmas. If we start thinking about Christmas past, a flood of memories can almost inundate us. Some memories are wonderful and endearing. Others, not so much. As I peel back the wrapping from Christmas past, I remember the first and only time I sneaked under the tree with tape and scissors in hand and carefully unwrapped one of my presents. Then, feeling almost nefarious at seeing what it was, I redid the tape and put it back under the tree. My mother had given me her Brownie Kodak camera.
Oh, jeez.
I had wanted a camera so badly. And now I knew that on Christmas morning I would have one. As wonderful as that precious gift was, so awful was the guilt of having peeked. My mother never said anything, but I'm sure my rewrap gave away my crime. Another unwrapping experience my family had almost every year took place at the home of my in-laws. When we all left the house to go shopping, little Spoofy, a dachshund mutt mix, ran to the bathroom, which of course was open because someone staying there had forgotten to shut the door. She grabbed the end of the toilet paper in her mouth and proceeded to run around the house, which had a perfect circular path for her to complete her unwrapping. In this case, her wrapping. If both bathrooms were open, after the first roll was gone, Spoofy would run to the second bathroom and do it all over again. Of course, when we arrived home, the first thing we had to do, laughing all the while, was to unwrap the house. We all thought it great fun. My mother-in-law, not so much. Even more fun for me to recall is the story of my favorite Christmas shopping expedition with my best friend in Minnesota, an unwrapping that turned out a little differently than planned. We were out late one Saturday night, and we made one last stop at one of our favorite stores, full of Christmas trees and decor. It was almost closing time, when what to our wandering eyes should appear but two beautifully decorated Christmas trees. Each one had colored lights and a theme, carried out with what seemed like hundreds of decorations. They were on sale at half price. Of course, we had to purchase them. The store manager was delighted to clear them off his showroom floor and left us happily standing next to our brand new trees to go to the back room. I think we envisioned him getting some big fancy bags to put over the trees and helping us to the car, with each one of us arriving at our homes and unwrapping them to our family's surprise and delight. At this point, we were almost congratulating ourselves on having driven our biggest vehicle on this shopping foray, at least until he reappeared, and handed each of us a large empty tree box. He informed us that he had plenty to do in the office, as the store was now closed, so we could take our time dismantling our trees and packing them and all the ornaments and lights into the boxes. We finished over an hour later. Believe me, we were much more careful about the size of our purchases thereafter. Well, except for that time we bought four kitchen chairs at an antique store in a farmhouse 40 miles south of Minneapolis and stuffed them into my Mustang. Along with these memories from Christmas past, I have my favorite present-day memory. As we sat in a circle around the family room after unwrapping all our presents, someone suggested we go around the room and tell what our favorite gift was. The last person to be called on was the youngest grandchild, who has Down syndrome. She didn't answer right away, so the question was repeated. What was your favorite gift? She thoughtfully looked around the room, spread her arms wide, and answered, us.
Sweet.
With that, she taught us all how to unwrap Christmas. Each year, as we take the wrappings off Christmas again, from youngest to eldest, we don't have to take a furtive sneak peek to find it, and we never have to feel guilty for unwrapping our discovery before Christmas. In fact, we should open it early. The true gift of Christmas is enhanced by early unwrapping.
Wow, we love sweet Dee.
Thank you, Dee.
Dee Chester.
What a great way to end the Christmas season.
Oh, amen.
Yeah.
Wow, well, it's the 30th. Tomorrow's the 31st, New Year's Eve.
I love New Year's Eve. I love it.
I don't know what people are planning and doing or what's open or what's
available.
I'm
going to have a lot of great food and everything. I love it.
So exciting times. I don't know how well.
We're going to start a brand new year,
Mark.
It's
going to be a new year, everyone. A couple days away.
I know.
Everything's going to change,
2021's
right?
coming.
It's coming. Well, Happy New Year, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day, night, and Happy New Year.
Oh, God bless you.